So it's that go-getters, even in our movement, are the people who are looked up to, and that's what everyone tries to emulate. It can be seen in two ways. One is that external success can be a result of internal success. And that's the best. The worst is external success is a substitute for internal success. The first is, that means, you know, I'm so happy serving Krishna that I want to tell the whole world. I only serve Krishna, it's so wonderful. So there is internal success and internal connection with Krishna and satisfaction with Krishna. And because of that, there is one joyfully shares Krishna bhakti and people get attracted. The other extreme is that one has no inner relationship with Krishna. One needs satisfaction. So one can't get satisfaction in the remembrance of Krishna. So one gets satisfaction in the external service. Oh, you're such a great devotee, you've done this, you've done that. And that glorification is the driving force for a person. For most of us, we are somewhere in between. You know, there is some amount of internal success and there is some amount of absence of internal success. Now, there is definitely, if we are continuing the practice of Krishna Bhakti, we have got some taste. Because in our movement, sadhana standards are quite strong. And if one has to get some taste, otherwise one just cannot continue that for very long. So, now, for us, we have some amount of internal success and we also need some amount of external success. So, while we are pursuing, gradually we need to move towards the situation where internal leads to external. But if we don't, we are not careful, then we will move towards others. And that can become a problem. So, in every moment, see, there is a story of Hanuman and the squirrel. Ram was satisfied with both of them because they were doing their best. At the same time, if you are going to ask at the end of the day, who built the bridge? It is not a squirrel. It's Hanuman who contributed practically to building the bridge. And, you know, so similarly, if we want to, see, there is this, I talked about contribution and satisfaction or purification. So our service, our devotion is meant to both, internally there is purification, externally there is contribution. Because we are a preaching movement living, functioning in the world, contribution is also very important for the functionality of the movement, for the growth of the movement. So, if we want, we are having a public program where we are having kirtans. Now there, we may have a very advanced devotee who is not a very good singer. And we may have a very young devotee who is a very good singer. We may engage that young devotee over there. Because there, from the point of view of making contribution in that service, somebody may be very good at management, but they may not have very much of a service attitude. They have a lot of controlling mentality. Somebody may have a very deep service attitude, but they may not have a very good management skills. Now, if we make the second person into a manager, they will not hurt any devotees, but they will not get anything done also. So on the other hand, if you have somebody who has a strong managerial talent, but then they have control, they may hurt some people, but they will get things done also. So that is the challenge, that in a movement which is also meant to do practical contribution in the world, those who have the ability to do that contribution, they will inevitably get the positions of power or get the positions of visibility. So it is necessary, as a part of the education given in the movement, that just those positions of visibility are not the sole markers of success. Now we have to also acknowledge that those who take up responsibility, they are also doing a lot of sacrifice for Krishna's service. There is prestige that comes through position and power, but there is also a lot of challenge that comes. So we also acknowledge that they are doing a lot of service for Krishna, they are taking a lot of responsibility. But that doesn't mean that they alone are spiritually advanced, or they are the standard of spiritual advancement for everyone. So I think that has to be a part of the education that is given in the moment. In terms of practical functionality, it is always going to be that those who have talents, those who have abilities, they are going to become prominent. That we can't avoid that. If somebody maybe have very sincere devotion for the deities, but if they don't have an aesthetic sense of how to decorate the deities, you know, we can't have the deities decorated in a messed up way. So somebody may be very sincerely devoted, but they can't be made into pujaris if they don't have the rest of themselves. So the importance of purification is what has to be stressed through the education. Through the functional reality of the movement, purification will tend to get more into the background. Contribution is what will be focused on. That is just the way any movement in this material world will work.
No, no, no.